Insomnia Radio Orlando, Episode 14.
Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State. Home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
Welcome back to Insomnia Radio Orlando. This is the first episode of 2007, and we kicked off the show today with the band Life of Pi and the song Young Jim Hawkins. You can find out more about Life of Pi at their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/lifeofpi, and you can also buy some of their tracks there, and they're straight up MP3s, no DRM on those. This song came from the 2005 release, Pyrrhic Victory, but they've got a new CD that they're working on, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to bring you some new songs from them soon in one of my future episodes. So stay tuned for that. You might also be interested to know that lead singer and guitarist Steven hosts a radio show in Tampa. It's called the 11th Hour Radio Show, and it's on WMNF. He hosts Monday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., You can find them at WMNF.org, and there's also a MySpace page for the radio show, which is myspace.com/11thhourradioshow. And the blog on the MySpace page did say that it's possible that after January they're going to change things up, and I'm not sure if the show's going to still be going on after that. But for right now, it is going on, and there are also archives on the website, so you can check that out. Kind of feel like I'm losing my voice, so hopefully it'll hold out long enough for me to get this episode recorded. Okay, next up we have a South Florida band called Minimal. Sorry guys, I hope you'll forgive my Spanish pronunciation, or lack thereof, because it's just no good. So the band is Minimal, and the song is El Cubo. These guys have been on the music scene in Miami since 2003, and you can find out more about them at their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/sonadominimal, or at sonadominimal.com.
Cuatro paredes, la frecuencia me confunde la.
That song was called Finding Isabel by the band Music Versus the Heart. They're an Orlando-based band who has two releases. They have an EP from 2003, and they've got a full-length CD from 2005 called Sorry for the Memories, and they're currently working on a follow-up to that. You can find out more about them at myspace.com/musicversustheheart.
Desire to current
you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
The last song you heard was by a band called West. The song is called Can't Erase You. You can find them at west.com, and that's spelled W-E-S-Z-T. And their MySpace page, it's kind of funky. I guess they were having some trouble with, they weren't able to send out bulletins, and they were having all kinds of problems with their MySpace page. So they actually have a new one, but it's easiest to find it by going to the old one and just clicking on the link. So the old one is myspace.com/west. You'll also be able to find it through my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/insomniaradioorlando. Shortly after the show comes out, I try to update my top friends and put all the bands that I played in those top links. So you should be able to find it there. I used to go see these guys play live all the time, and they're very good. This was the first I had heard from their new CD, which just came out a short time ago. It's called Morning Afterlife, and it's the band's second release. And they were just recently tapped to play the Gasparilla Pirate Festival in Tampa on January 27th. They've got tons of upcoming shows, so check their MySpace page or their website for the dates. And right before West, you heard a solo singer-songwriter from Orlando called Sean Evan. Sean's been doing this singer-songwriter thing since about 2003, and he plays quite a few gigs around Orlando. So his MySpace page is myspace.com/SeanEvan, and his website is SeanEvanMusic.net. Okay, and before my voice goes away completely, we are going to close out the show today with the band Kingsbury, and I'm going to play a double shot of songs from them because they have a brand new CD coming out next week. It's called The Great Compromise. They actually sent me a copy of it a couple of weeks ago, and it's really, really good. It's excellent, intelligent rock, and they're having a CD release party at The Social on Friday, January 19th. And it's going to feature performances by them, as well as their Post Records label mates, The Heathens and Dodger, and Apollo Quartet is going to play as well. But you should be aware that it probably will sell out, and tickets are only $10, and you get a copy of the CD when you buy a ticket. So go to the Post Records website to get your ticket. That is post-records.com. And you can also check out Kingsbury at myspace.com/Kingsbury or at kingsburymusic.net. The first song I'm going to play is called Blood in the Kitchen, and then we're going to close the show with the song Peninsula. You guys have a great week. Check out the Kingsbury CD release party if you can, and I will see you next time.
theme, watch it ripple to every corner. And when it's done, we can live on a mountain, come by rivers and streams. Take it over, then leave it behind. Are you with me? The peninsula.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.